The message was clear. The Mandalore sent me to pursue the conversation.
Why did he send just you? Asked Loren. You're not much use to us on your own.
I can confirm several hypotheses that you might already be forming. This will save you time so you can begin to act.
Stryver raised his right hand and began ticking off points.
1. Lima Zandrit and her fellow refugees arrived on Sabaddon, determined to cast off the hierarchy they had left behind. 15 years later, hiding was no longer sufficient. Zandret wanted revenge on the people who had stolen her daughter. So she sought out Mandalore to help her. She approached him because my culture eschews the Force. That, after all, was where all this started, with militarized religious cults turning children into monsters.
Ula didn't dare look at the young Sith's face. He didn't know exactly how the Sith trained their acolytes, but this sounded plausible. He wondered if his Jedi masters had a similar system.
2.
Stryver's count continued.
During her self-imposed exile, Zandrit and her fellow artisans advanced robotics in directions no one has ever seen before. Finding inspiration and materials in human biology itself, they sought to make droids that would neither age nor grow inflexible and hidebound, so their small colony could last forever. The technical challenges were immense, of course, but they made some progress in unexpected directions. The droids you've seen are advanced prototypes called fast breeders. Given enough metal and raw energy, they grow from seeds into fully formed combat versions in a matter of days. The nest on Hutta could have produced dozens of such killers if left undisturbed, and the same is true of the nests on Sabaddon. The hotspots you've been observing from above, the ones that look like cities, are in fact droid-building factories. They are churning out fast breeders by the thousand now that the planet defenses have been tripped. And not just fast breeders, new factories as well. That is where the true threat lies. This was the weapon she intended to use against the Empire. 3. If left unchecked, Zandrit's breeder technology will inevitably outgrow its homeworld and spill out into the galaxy. The math of geometric progression is undeniable. 1 world this year, 2 worlds the next, then 4, then 8. Within a decade, it's 250 worlds. Then another decade later, it's 250,000. 1 human generation is all they would need to take over the entire galaxy, along with Sith, Jedi, and Mandalorians alike. 4. Negotiation is no longer an option. Zandrit put all her prejudices into her droids. You've heard their voices. You know what drives them. The only solution is to crush Sabaddon completely. We must be ruthless, decisive, and thorough in order to ensure that Lima Zandrit's legacy is completely eradicated. Just 1 nest would be enough to allow all this to start over again.
Stryver had run out of fingers on his right hand.
Are you finished? Asked the Sith.
I will be if this threat isn't neutralized.
Stryver's fists descended to take his weight, knuckle first, on the side of the holoprojector. The sphere of Sabaddon turned unstoppably between them. Glowing red lights appeared and spread like a plague in fast motion.